This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free, as in freedom. Let's go right to the phone lines here. We've got a couple of callers on Discord. MX Puck, what's on your mind?
Hi. Okay, so I think a lot about, the big crises facing humanity in this century. Now, you agree with it. I'd kind of like to pose a question about two possibilities. Do you think that we should focus on Earth and climate change and focusing on things here, on getting to Mars, and basically the question, and how would you look at that from a libertarian point of view, for instance, SpaceX versus NASA?
All right. I guess my answer to that, ladies, I'd love to hear from you on this one, but I'll give mine. My answer would be, at this point, Mars is a pipe dream. We're not really very close to putting people on Mars, and as I understand it, it's even arguable that Mars might not even be the best choice compared to Venus. Mars is only on the table, more or less, because Elon Musk said it was. I'm not saying Elon Musk isn't a genius, but that doesn't make him right every time. There have been lots of geniuses throughout history that are wrong. So I would say that the biggest problem facing the world, if we're presuming that climate change is that, is it ought to be handled. That ought to be handled. So whether it's coming up with carbon scrubbing equipment, something that can sequester carbon, systems for dealing with these issues, I think is probably the best bet that we're going to come up with. I think if you turn the job of climate change over to the state, over to governments, they're only going to F it up. That they're the least accountable organizational model that the history has ever seen, and that if you turn over the biggest crisis of our century to them, that you're going to see death on a scale heretofore unimagined. So how's that?
I would largely agree, at least in regard to keeping government out of it. But I'm also, a lot of people would characterize me as a fatalist, perhaps, in that I think humanity is going to do whatever I look at modern society and the state and all the things like that, and I say, okay, this is what humans have created,
right,
by definition.
And we really can't change it.
Right.
All the wishing in the world, all the talking about the non-aggression principle and what libertarians believe and all that stuff isn't likely to change what people are going to do.
I think it will in the long run because, those same human tendencies that produced the state also produced us here arguing for liberty. So I think in the long run, the concept of liberty will win out, and it will be ultimately because people are out there pushing the ideas.
Because the arc of human kind bends towards peace and freedom. Is that the argument?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Melanie, any thoughts?
Yeah, so Mars is probably not far away enough. I would be afraid that the U.S. and other states could reach Mars. So, if we could get further out than that. Ideally, we would eventually be able to terraform planets. I don't know how far away that is. I'm not an astrophysicist by any means whatsoever.
That would be thousands of years away.
Yes.
Well, there's...
Which seems like a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it really isn't. I mean, our species is only 125,000 years old.
Most of that time was spent running around picking seeds out of pods.
Yeah, human society is 7,000-ish years old, somewhere around there. I don't know.
Nine.
I'm not an archaeologist or a historian, but yeah.
Yeah, so if we could, terraform a planet, only let anarchists in, and then have space missiles that shoot, any invading forces, I mean, that might be the best course of action. As far as NASA versus Space Force, NASA is a federal agency, so maybe they do some good things with their a branch of the military, actually.
Pretty inefficient compared to Space Force, and I think we can demonstrate that. As far as
I'm concerned, SpaceX.
SpaceX, yeah. So if anybody goes to...
SpaceX is heavily subsidized, though. I don't know if SpaceX is a net taxpayer or net tax beneficiary. That would matter to me as far as whether or not I would classify them as private or public. But I know that they receive a lot of subsidies.
If a company or organization or human manages to land on a near-Earth object, as far as I'm concerned, they can claim it as their own. They can homestead it. They can live on it. And they can exploit it for whatever resources it has. How am I doing, MX Puck?
Oh, this is great. You guys have all had some interesting points. So, like, the Wild West, you know, that's their last frontier. That's an interesting libertarian thought. And also terraforming, I don't think it's that far away. And kind of implicit in the question, I think terraforming has to be a possibility.
So, as I understand it, humans can't live in spaceships, right? So we only can...
We could.
If they can create artificial gravity.
The only things we have right
now that's easily achieved by having some sort of room that spins around and things like that.
Okay.
The only spaceships we have right now to test that theory on are U.S. government federal spaceships. So
By the way, the Mir was purchased by private organizations. The United States government shut it down. They made the Russian, CIS or whatever, independent states, shut down the Mir when they had already sold it. So, you know, the United States government had no interest at that time in somebody going and setting up in what was a libertarian state in space. So, you know, already you're dealing with governments that have no interest in freedom.
Well, our technology is really limited as well. It may not be possible right now, given the current technology, for a human being to survive indefinitely in space.
But we're also not going to overthrow the state anytime soon. So any solutions we have are far out in the future.
I definitely think the voluntarist society is going to take shape on some future planet or moon. I don't think it's going to happen here on Earth because we're too close to the state. It's too easy for it to invade us and crush us once it sees us.
What happens if you're walking around on the moon and you weigh 1/6, is it, of your normal weight? I mean, don't your bones start getting osteoporosis relatively quickly and, you know, you're brittle and you break? I mean, we aren't a monkey that was evolved to be in space.
We're
one that was
evolved. Might evolve to be one.
Or we can evolve another planet to be more Earth-like.
That evolution doesn't happen in a couple of generations.
No, it certainly doesn't. But it's going to take quite a while with our current technology, or even with the technology within the next century or so, to reach like Alpha Centauri, and that's the closest star.
Right.
There would be.
I don't know how humans would even get there.
I don't either.
I just have no clue. I've heard that it's possible that we can't even get outside of the solar system physically, cannot send an object outside of the solar system, that there's some kind of thing going on there. Any idea on that, MX Puck? It sounds like you might have some insight.
I'm no astrophysicist, but I would like to go back to your first point. I think kind of what you were suggesting was, you know, comparing the government versus the market. I kind of like you might have been suggesting that it's actually like because government is pretending to solve the problem but isn't actually doing it right, they're so inefficient, it's actually like holding the market back.
Oh, yeah. Right. The one thing I think is most important to look at here, besides whether or not climate change is occurring, and I could not tell you, I tend to believe scientists when scientists speak about the things that they say. However, there's a scientist out there called, I think his name is Ian McPherson, and he's from University of Arizona, I think, and he's evolutionary biologist who says that we only have a couple, maybe two or three more years left until life on this planet becomes completely uninhabitable. I can't imagine
Did he say that, or did he say that that's the point of no return? Because those are
no,
different things.
No, I've been watching and watching and watching this guy's videos.
And he's not alone.
No, he says we only have years and years enumerated in single digits until the planet is completely uninhabitable. This guy clearly seems wrong from where I sit. So, you know, there's a scientist that quit his job because he wanted to start a compound and then decided the compound he was at wasn't good enough, so he wanted a compound in Belize. He says that the best solution that you can handle to fix problems now is to love your neighbor and prepare for the end. So, I don't know what to believe.
Not that much of a fatalist.
That's pretty much a fatalist. MX Puck, I love this question. I hope you call in with more. Thank you.
Thanks.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Certainly welcome here on this live edition. It's Mark.
Melanie.
How are you?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. ForkFest 2019. It's a camping festival for liberty-minded people of all sorts going on June the 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. I've gone to ForkFest for several years running, the several years that it has existed, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people hanging out. Some people are doing different things. There's man camp. There's some kind of workshop on how to fly drones and different things that are going to be all kinds of activities to be had. You don't have to set up an activity to go to ForkFest. You could just go camping, like I'm going to. I guess I'm running a radio show, too, so probably Ian's going to do that and just wander around and eat people's food. ForkFest.party, that's the website where you can get in touch with other ForkFesters, if that's what we're going to call them. ForkFest.party. You can call it ForkFest. You can call it not ForkFest, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. Let's go to the phones. Got Elijah calling in on the Discord line. Elijah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Elijah just dropped off. Let's go to Keaton calling in on the regular phone lines. Keaton, you're on Free Talk Live. What is going on with our phones? Keaton going once. Keaton going twice.
Nope. It's not muted on the board, is it?
Does not appear to be. Let's just put Keaton on hold and let the board op figure out what's going on there. You had Aria, brought in a story here that I found to be kind of interesting. And you don't have your device with you today, so I'm going to be reading the story that you brought in. Not to say I know a great deal about it, but hey, it won't be the first time I've read a story on the air that I hadn't read in its entirety beforehand. So this is coming from BBC.com. IS, that's, I guess, the Islamic State conflict, coalition strikes on Raqqa killed 1,600 civilians. So this is people like the United States, Great Britain, France, yeah, working in a coalition to squash the Islamic State that they had created in their invasion of Iraq. Yeah. In the process, killed 1,600 civilians. And it's important,
pretty much it,
I think, to talk about the civilian deaths in war, because, frankly, 1,600 sounds pretty good by comparison. But if you're one of the...
I mean, to the 100,000 that we killed in Iraq.
Those, not we. I dropped no bombs.
Nor did I.
So
the 100,000 they murdered in Iraq.
And it depends on the numbers that you read on these things.
It's I know 100,000 is at least certain.
Yeah, 100,000 is certainly a good possibility. And this, to some extent, has to do with blowing up hospitals and water treatment plants and things like that, people died of causes, as opposed to just having a bomb dropped on the house.
That's true.
More than 1,600 civilians were killed in U.S.-led coalition air and artillery strikes during the offensive to oust the Islamic State group from the Syrian city of Raqqa in 2017, activists say. Amnesty International and monitoring groups, Air Wars, said that they had carried out investigations at 200 strike locations and identified 1,000 of the victims. Yeah, identified 1,000 of the victims. They urged the coalition to end almost 2 years of denial about such deaths. The coalition said that there were 180 civilian casualties in this campaign. Commanders say all feasible precautions to avoid civilian casualties were taken in these cases, and the decisions to strike complied with the law of armed conflict. I believe that. I believe they tried not to kill citizens, regular civilians, if they could. Yeah. I don't think they intentionally dropped bombs on housing complexes with the goal of blowing people up that aren't the fighters.
I believe they just didn't care. Because I think there's no one who can punish us. No one who can punish them.
I think it's a little, personally, I would like to believe it's a little more nuanced than that. They would choose not to do it if they had the option, but people who are not held accountable for their actions continually, over and over again, tend to act like people who are unaccountable. Happens.
I don't know why anyone's convinced that they're not doing it on purpose. There are strategic reasons to target civilian buildings. If you're trying to destabilize the area, that's what you're going to do.
Well, I don't know that the area was ever stabilized. Did it ever have a chance to get stabilized?
Well, it seemed to be doing fine under Assad. It wasn't until we made a mess over there that caused the rise of the Islamic State that caused them to go, oh, well, they've also created this instability next door in Syria. Let's take it as well.
But, and even if it was destable compared to, like, Keene, it was still wasn't just having its infrastructure bombed randomly.
Yeah, people weren't fleeing Syria for better nations prior to the Iraq invasion, generally. I mean, I imagine they would go to the United States or, you know, France or wherever it is that they could get into, if they could.
Anything to avoid becoming a victim of its foreign policy.
But they weren't generally doing that. So you have to look at the responsibility, and the United States does take responsibility. Once an action is taken, then responsibility for the fallout of that action then falls on your shoulders to some extent. Obviously, people who make actions, you know, the opposing actions, they're responsible too. So, for instance, on 9/11, you know, these terrorists take airplanes and they fly them into buildings. Well, it's pretty clear what the problems were. They laid it out. Osama bin Laden had reasons for doing this. He made it very clear. Now, those reasons didn't hit the news much. We don't spend much time talking about that. Sean Hannity would, you know, shame you till the cows come home.
Yeah, because you're not being realistic. You're making excuses for the terrorists. But it's like, that's not, I mean, I guess technically, in the most literal sense, that's true. But if we don't want to see more terrorism, we kind of need to understand the reasons for it.
Right. I'm of the opinion that I am willing, and I hope that some friends of mine are willing, to fight to the death to defend our communities and our way of life, our families. If you don't think that people in the Middle East are willing to do the same thing, to fight for self-governance, to fight to not be bombed indiscriminately, to fight to oust U.S.-led dictators, puppet states... The United States didn't show up on September 11th, 2001 in the Middle East. It had been there for years.
Yep.
There, the Shah of Iran had been instituted by the United States. Don't forget the Iranian passenger jet that was blown out of the sky by U.S. military strikes. All the work in collusion with the Israeli government. I'm not saying I don't like Israel. I've been there. I think it's pretty awesome. But responsibility lies with you when you put men on the ground with guns. The Saudi government is essentially, at least for a time, was kept in place by the United States military. That's a king.
It still is, I would argue.
Maybe. You know, the argument can be made one way or the other. But that's a king. And the U.S. fought a war against a king. You can't be a U.S. patriot and support the U.S.'s foreign policy in the Middle East. It's not possible. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Go on with the story here. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As expected, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation to President Trump, effective May 11th. Attorney General William Barr says Rosenstein served the Justice Department with dedication and distinction. He'd intended to leave his position last month, but stayed on for the completion of the Mueller probe. In February, Fox News reported that Barr had picked Jeffrey Rosen, who currently serves as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation, to take over for Rosenstein. A 26-year-old former U.S. Army soldier who served in Afghanistan has
has been charged with plotting terror attacks in the Los Angeles area. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Mark Domingo's alleged terror plot was thwarted by undercover agents.
He was taken into custody after he took receipt of what he thought were pressure cooker bombs, and after he traveled to Long Beach to survey the site where his intended victims were to congregate.
Domingo allegedly sought to detonate improvised explosive devices at a rally in Long Beach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450-free is in freedom. Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
Let's go to the right to the phone lines here. Screw around. We got Elijah calling in. Elijah, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
So before I begin, I just want to say you guys have probably been having a long day, you know? So I thought I would sing a little song for you.
Oh, dear God. Go ahead.
All right.
You sure? Here
we go. Well, 1 second. Actually, let me play.
What am I supposed to do? No, you can't sing a song. I mean, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk. Singing is like talking, only sort of more melodic. Okay. That's not going to go on much longer, Elijah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. No. I don't want to hear that. Whatever that was, I don't want to hear more of it, okay?
No. That was the intro.
Okay. Are you going to sing a cappella?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Hey, you know, if you want to make a poor stab at the national anthem or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if that was more insulting to us or the feds.
I don't know who that was insulting to.
It was insulting to the eunuchs out there.
The castrati. Sadly, you can't do that anymore.
Sadly, you can't do that anymore.
Well, listen, you go find the last few recordings of living castrati, and you'll see this is a pretty unusual voice. Like, they were able to do something by castrating these young
people. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. They were able to do a lot by castrating them. I would agree.
Just saying. Things changed. Let's go to Ty calling in from Michigan. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sorry about that last caller.
Well, I don't know what you had to do with it.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have anything to do with it. But like, that's sort of, I don't know.
I'm sorry, his voice was so bad.
He was doing his best.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Well, I had a long conversation with him about the words he couldn't say on the air, so I imagine he sort of was thinking, how am I going to crank these a-holes? And, yeah, you know, that's what he came up with.
Molyneux did it better.
God.
Rosie O'Donnell did it. Abusing the system that
he has a video of him just singing the national anthem for no reason.
Go ahead, Ty, start over.
Anyways, so you guys were previously talking about the terrorism, right?
Yep,
right.
Terrorism and blowback. Sure.
Yeah, would you repeat like what you guys were like, what your beliefs are, and like how like 9/11 happened?
Okay, like, so just a summary specifically on 9/11.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you mine. I suspect everybody here might be in line with it. If you disagree or nuanced point, just let me know. That the United States became involved in the Middle East. Some people in the Middle East did not like that United States involvement, specifically the propping up of certain governments, among them being Israel and Saudi Arabia. Those people attempted to use violence to, saw that using violence against the United States or Saudi Arabia in the geopolitical area known as the Middle East was going to be ineffectual. So they thought they'd take it to the United States, where it was going to hurt them most. They went after icons, which are the Twin Towers, and they were going after governments, which is to say Flight 93 was aimed at, I believe, the Capitol building, and they flew an airplane into the Pentagon. So this is what I would call blowback. I don't support their actions in any way, shape, or form, but I do think that if a foreign government took over this land, that I might very well be in support of attacks on their homeland. Go ahead, Ty.
Okay. All right. So I believe that no matter what your opinion is, that you should respect anyone else's. so I definitely respect your opinion.
All right.
But I think that it definitely took part. I think that's part of the reason why the terrorists specifically targeted us for that attack. But more so, I believe that Saudi Arabia is to blame because their leadership initially is very, very greedy. They really, like, they sort of, you know, push aside the terrorism and more so, like, focus on just gaining profit, like, individually, you know?
Well, it's because the terrorism isn't their problem. The terrorists aren't attacking the palace in Saudi Arabia. Which, you know, is currently manned by the family that is manning it because the British put them there.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Sure.
So I believe that the reason that the terrorists attacked America initially is because, first of all, they thought they were going to go to heaven, okay, for killing Christians. Like, that's
sure,
really
you
wrong.
Can Yeah, those specific terrorists were told lies about extra virgins and how things will be great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Initially, it's because they're, you know, killing Christians. And in Saudi Arabia...
No, Christians it's not because they're killing Christians. No. That's a jihad that they were on to free themselves. It doesn't have any... And by freedom, they mean being able to have a caliphate of their religion. It's not a tenet of the Muslim religion to kill Christians.
I'm saying the extremists.
No, it's not a tenet of their religion either.
They just sort of co-opted it in the same way that we have, you know, the Spanish Inquisition and things like that in Christianity's history. It's not really part of Christianity to go out and, you know, torture a bunch of people until they confess to things they didn't do, right? But Christians ostensibly did it.
One second. I think that, like, a lot of the people in Saudi Arabia do hate the Americans.
Okay, probably some of them do. Sure.
Because we do bomb a lot of their villages because of the terrorism.
We do not bomb Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia doesn't get bombed by the U.S., but places in the Middle East do and have.
Oh.
Do you hate anybody in the Middle East?
Well, like, groups of people, or...
Well, hold on, time out, because I'm not willing to give him a pass on this, because he wants to blame Saudi Arabia for 9/11 while not even being aware...
There's some really good evidence that Saudi Arabia might be, but not for the reasons he says.
But this caller isn't even aware that we're not dropping bombs in Saudi Arabia. He doesn't seem to know what Middle Eastern countries he's talking about.
Sometimes when you're on the radio, you can say something, like your mind's racing ahead, and you'll say some things, and I can see how somebody might say Saudi Arabia instead of the Middle East. Was that what you were thinking, Ty?
Yeah, I was more so referring to the Middle East. I don't know specifically where the attacks are coming from.
Well, many of the terrorists come from Saudi Arabia.
A lot of them were Yemenis, too.
Yeah.
I'm more so generalizing terrorism as a whole.
Islamic terrorism as a whole, right?
Sorry, what?
Islamic terrorism as a whole.
I'm saying that the terrorism is because of them hating Christians, and there's a lot of Christians in the United States, and there's specifically.
I don't think it's because they hate Christians. I really don't.
What about Christian terrorism?
I mean, someone bombing you continuously is a good enough reason to hate them. You don't need kind of extra reason, and maybe some of the lower. They're not really foot soldiers if they're flying airplanes, but some of the lower-level soldiers, maybe that's their motivation to just, kill everybody else. But they're not the ones with the resources.
They're not going after the Buddhists. They're going after people in the U.S. because the United States government is the one that is oppressing them ultimately by instituting the power, of the Saudi princes and that sort of thing. It's not about their religion. If it was about their religion, they'd go after other religions too. If they'd go after Switzerland, there's a Christian country they're not bothering because Switzerland's not bothering them.
Well, that's a good point.
They're not bombing the Vatican. They're not bombing France. They're not bombing,
That's not
Spain.
True. They are bombing France.
Well,
there have been terrorist attacks in France.
Yeah. Ty, I do appreciate the call, and you can call back on this, but I've got other calls, too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get everything you want to say said in one call... It's always tomorrow. We're here 7 days a week. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Support what we do here, which is open the phone lines for people to sing the Star Spangled Banner really badly. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
855-450-3733. Let's go to the Discord lines. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, what's on your mind?
Hello, y'all. I'm in the South, you know, so I got to say y'all.
All right. Well,
in fact,
all of us here are from the South, and we may yell you at some point, too.
Yeah. In fact, I found out that, Aria, you're right. You were right down the street from me when you lived in northern Mississippi. Now I know.
Well, I know that because you said Mississippi.
Mississippi, yep.
And not
okay, so anyway, I called in to say why I distrust history. And it also, that includes the Bible. I mean, as a Christian, I believe a lot of what's in the Bible, but a lot of things I don't believe because I don't believe in history. History is written by the winner, basically the winners of every conflict. So it's always written by the gouvernement of that particular time. And if it's not written by the gouvernement, it certainly is influenced by them.
Yeah,
so
I'd say that there's some parts of the Bible where the history was actually written by the losers. You know, the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego story, Daniel in the Lion's Den. These are times when they were actually written not in Israel, but in Babylon, when the Jews had been moved from one location to another. But it certainly was influenced by the winners.
And it can be it could also be influenced by the losers. You know, they may twist things and emphasize things and maybe invent a few things that didn't actually happen. But I've got an example here of exactly why. I mean, I could come up with a million examples, but this one is really good.
Yep. Go ahead.
Because who killed Lincoln? You can answer that question right now.
Yeah, it was John Wilkes Booth.
All right. And what happened to him?
The doctor killed Lincoln.
Mudd was the one who treated John Wilkes Booth, not Lincoln.
Yeah, but what happened to Booth?
Booth?
What does history tell us happened to Booth?
I don't even know.
You know, a better example is Benedict Arnold, who has been known throughout history.
He killed Lincoln? How could that be possible? Let's finish this story.
Synonymous with traitor, but this example is better, right? Because Benedict Arnold was actually betrayed by George Washington, and that was why he turned to the British Empire.
Actually, my example is better, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Because according to written history, John Wilkes Booth was burned in a barn by the troops, and therefore, end of story, he's dead. Okay, but that is apparently not what happened.
I did see a story recently where they're saying maybe he escaped or something, right?
There is a, and you know, I'm not plugging Discovery Channel, but there's a Discovery Channel series called Mummies Unwrapped, and the guy there who is one of these Egyptologist experts. Anyway, he went through because there's apparently a story that he continued on. He escaped. They obviously killed somebody in that barn, but it wasn't Booth because there's another guy, actually two, that apparently lived by two other names, John St. Helen and David E. George. And they took photographs in this study, and they put them through computer analysis. They have photographs of these three men, one from 65 is the oldest one, which was the picture taken of John Wilkes Booth, because he was an entertainer, so there were actually some pictures of this
pictures
guy.
Pictures of the guy, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so then there's another picture of John St. Helens from 1877, and another picture of David E. George from 1902. And apparently, according to them, you know, I don't trust anybody 100%, but they say it's a 99% chance that these three photographs are of the same man, which means that John Wilkes Booth did not die.
What did John Wilkes...
escaped and went on to live.
Where did he go live?
He originally apparently went to Texas and lived under the name John St. Helens. And then from there he went to Oklahoma and lived under the name of David E. George. And he is actually buried apparently in Oklahoma there. So
I have to disagree,
this is
Shane. I don't think
example.
This is a good example of the history being written by the winners, because I think it's more likely in this scenario that the military Booth. Well, let me finish. I think the military
thought Booth was
in the barn, so they burned it down, and they simply happened to be wrong rather than purposefully misleading people.
What I'm saying, this is a perfect example of how history is wrong. I'm not necessarily trying to stress the point that it's written by the Gunnerman. I'm just saying this is an example, a very good one, of exactly why I don't trust history.
Right, because we're all regurgitating a fact here. We could all say
100 and some years later, we come up with scientific evidence that proves that John Wilkes Booth was not killed.
Or something close to it.
I don't know.
I think it's an interesting point. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
I mean, Facebook's facial recognition algorithms can't tell me today and link it to the person that I was 5 years ago. So I'm
they could
sure.
certainly do me. They did me in high school.
I look very different than I did 5 years ago.
Well,
I was
thinner then.
I can't imagine that taking this person across 40 years or however long it would have been is actually going to produce a reliable result.
And I don't think that anybody's ever claiming, oh, our system of figuring out history is 100% accurate with no failure rate whatsoever. So, like, yeah, of course,
but
there
that's a
are
big
mistakes.
Failure.
The issue is that it's fabricated at points. Like, that's the issue, not that it lacks perfection.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Penguin calling in here on the Discord lines. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in. I was listening to the caller a couple calls back. And the guy,
sang the Star Spangled Banner?
No, the one right after him. He was talking about the Saudis and 9/11. And
okay,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
So
I was actually for a lot of the calls waiting for him just to say the N-word, but apparently he was a serious caller, and he was assuming that he was 100% serious caller, you know, it's kind of concerning to hear someone who is a person in the U.S. To checkmark criticism of democracy, he can vote, and you know he has access to all the sum of knowledge that's recorded and remaining in human history available to him through the internet, presumably. And
You know, that he doesn't know what country the wars are going on in, what country, what, where the 9/11 hijackers supposedly come from, and like countries where his military is bombing or stuff like that. And I think that's important information for us to know. For example, if you're voting, that's like relevant information, but so many people don't. They can't even pick out countries that we're supposedly at war with on a map.
You sound like go ahead.
I don't see how that's relevant information to anything I would be voting on, because I don't see how that's relevant to any particular policy.
You're picking the government.
Exactly what, yeah, but whether we bomb Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan is important if you live in Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan. If you live in the U.S., the only really relevant factor is that we're bombing people for no reason. That's not really relevant to issues of socialized health care or tax rates or, like, nothing I would be voting on. But if I'm not going to call in about a topic and talk on it if I haven't researched it in the slightest.
Well, there's plenty of people who have been in the military, and they just get the state-fed line. They call in, and they're like, we have to win because we went. And, you know, got to finish up this job because we went there, and lots of people have died over it. There's a logical fallacy of sunken costs right there. You know, well, just because one person died for nothing doesn't mean that 50 have to.
Yeah, I'm not really talking just about voting, too, either. I mean, because the alternative is, yes, Melanie has basically raises a pretty good point where it's not like we can actually vote to affect which country we go to war or whether we do go to war. But I'm saying, okay, so voting is one example. The alternative is to enact to activism or enact change or to fight back or to do whatever it takes to stop this from happening. The people don't even have the slightest clue of openly available information. Like, I don't, you know.
Well, you only are going to avail yourself of information if you know you need it. So up until this point, I didn't know that I needed to look into the death of John Wilkes Booth, so I never did. I just, you know, who shot Lincoln? John Wilkes Booth. How was he killed? I don't know. Somehow. And, you know, that's all the information I had. So in this guy's case, he's like, I heard they hated our freedoms. I heard they didn't like Britney Spears. I heard they hated Christians. I didn't ever hear nothing about, and I'm not trying to make fun of Ty specifically, but there's a lot of people out there that have never heard the notion of blowback, and when they have heard the notion of blowback, it's always coupled with the idea of being un-American. You know, who wants to be an American? I don't want to be an un-American. But it turns out that, well, if the American government's about blowing up innocent civilians around the world, maybe I am. Thanks for the call, Penguin.
Yeah, absolutely.
855-450. I'm giving out the colon lines. Go to freetalklive.com, and if you want to get all the stories that we've got, maybe a newsletter, that kind of thing, go to freetalklive.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.